WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Marty Stewart has been playing country music professionally since his early teens. From the mid-1980s to the early 90s, Stewart had a lot of mainstream country music success. But as the country industry moved toward more of a pop sound, Stewart became more interested in old-fashioned country music, mostly from the 50s and 60s. His new album, Ghost Train, the Studio B Sessions, features new songs he's written in this throwback style, as well as covers of old hits by other performers. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Seems to know. Might as well be wearing a ball and chain. 'Cause everywhere I travel, see my picture with a number by my name. Spent some time in San Francisco.
Like countless performers before him, Marty Stewart likes to portray himself as hunted, haunted, misunderstood, a rebel on the lam. It's a familiar story, whether it's coming from the blues, honky-tonk, or hip-hop. The trick is to make that story sound fresh. Stewart does that in the ringing guitars and his high lonesome holler on that song called Branded. Whether he intends it or not, Branded is also something of a pun. This new collection is Stewart's proclamation that while he can't help but become a consumer brand, his branding is that of the outsider. All of this would be hopelessly hokey if the music didn't bolster his line of patter.
Our home is like a prison where we're both serving time. I'm a stranger in your world now, and it's driving me out of my mind. Drifting apart, drifting apart, darling, we're drifting apart. Slowly drifting apart.
That's Marty Stewart howling about a broken marriage in what amounts to an homage to the kind of steel guitar super hits George Jones and Buck Owens made decades ago. Stewart wrote the song and produced it himself. The steel guitar is played by Ralph Mooney, the man sometimes credited with inventing the so-called Bakersfield sound on hits with Buck Owens and Wynn Stewart, among many others. Stewart is a fluid guitar player himself, who played bluegrass mandolin behind Lester Flatt when Stewart was 13 years old. But he never gets bogged down in fussy arrangements or mere nostalgia. Listen to the way he summons up a whole history of male-female duet singing in a vibrant new song called I Run to You.
I run to you when I'm lonely. I run to you when I'm feeling blue. Each step I take leads to you only. When I need love, I run to you.
Marty Stewart's duet partner there is his wife, Connie Smith, a great country singer, starting with her indelible 1964 hit, Once a Day. Sometimes it seems as though Marty Stewart has built a life that allows him to live in a perpetual country music time machine. He curates exhibits of music memorabilia and photography. and does restoration work on legends such as Porter Wagner, for whom Stewart produced a lively 2007 album shortly before Wagner's death at age 80. Stewart has a song on Ghost Train called Porter Wagner's Grave that's at once eloquent and maudlin in a long tradition of country death songs. All is not gloom and grave dust, however, as Little Heartbreaker demonstrates.
You ain't nothing but a little heartbreaker, a tiny little teardrop mover and a shaker. I swear by the moon and stars above you. You got me wrapped around your pretty little finger. My heart is a bell, you know how to ring her. Said all of this to say, baby, I love you.
The longer you ride in Marty Stewart's Ghost Train, the more its speed and energy hits you like the wind in your face. In the liner notes to his new album, Marty Stewart says that he felt it was time to, quote, write some songs and play some hard-hitting country music. Most of the time, Ghost Train hits hard, dead center, in the sweet spot between old and new, until you can't tell the difference.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Marty Stewart's new album called Ghost Train, the Studio B Sessions. You can listen to three tracks from Marty Stewart's new album on nprmusic.org.